Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Someone to hold you too close. Someone to hurt you too deep. Someone to sit in your chair, to ruin your sleep, to make you
two-time Tony Award winner Judy Kaye performs a solo cabaret act at Helsinki Hudson next Saturday, March 26, in an event entitled An Evening with Lenny and Steve, featuring the music of Leonard Bernstein and Stephen Sondheim as part of the Helsinki on Broadway series. Judy Kaye recently performed on Broadway, A Nice Work If You Can Get It. Her previous Broadway credits include The Phantom of the Opera, Grease, Ragtime, and Souvenir. Her stage experience also includes leading opera roles with companies such as the Santa Fe Opera. It is a great pleasure to welcome Judy Kaye back to the Roundtable. Thank you so much for being with us. It's a delight to speak to you again.
Oh, well, this is really a pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
A delight. Thank you so much for being with us. So this is the season premiere for Helsinki on Broadway, An Evening with Lenny and Steve. How did this come to be?
Well, I have, of course, like my peers, been singing this wonderful music throughout my career and some of it throughout my life, let's be frank. I put the evening together, actually, my director, who just by chance happens to be my husband as well, and my musical director, Dennis Buck, is the musical director, David Green, the husband. Anyway, we put this evening specifically together as a fundraiser for a theater company that is very near and dear to our hearts in Arizona, called the Arizona Theater Company.
Yep.
And when I was asked to put together a cabaret, I suggested the material this particular evening, everybody seemed to like it. I'm going to be doing this at 54 Below in New York City the next week as well. So this is what folks wanted to hear, and I wanted to sing, so here it comes. And the songs, many of them have a relevance for me. I'm lucky enough to have been able to work with Maestro Bernstein and with Mr. Sondheim, and so I have a few little anecdotes about those things that I think people will enjoy. So I can't wait to do it, and I'm rather thrilled that this is the premiere, the beginning of this is a cabaret, and for Helsinki on Hudson, Helsinki on Broadway. I haven't been to the room yet, and I hear it's just fantastic.
Yeah,
I have lots
beautiful.
Of friends who played there and loved
yeah.
it.
You know, it's always a fascinating process to me of selection, and I've heard other musical artists describe it. I've heard poets describe it, of what it's like to take work and put it together into some sort of collection, where it can mm-hmm. often be just very, very easy because it's very natural and it just sort of comes to you and you know it. Where other people labor for hours on the living room rug with 3x5 cards, sort of shuffling them around.
Oh, I've done that too.
So how does it work for you to know what's right, and especially when it has some connection to your life?
Well, at this juncture, of course, after doing this as long as I have, I've sung a lot of different songs, worked on a lot of different material, and lucky enough to be of an age where I've been able to work through the generations. I just happened to be born in a time when I could work with some of these great, great folks. So, you know, I would love, in a perfect world, and if I had the stamina, I would, you know, sit up and sing for a few hours, all, you know, every one of my favorite songs, but that isn't possible. So you try to sort of develop a theme for an evening, you know, so you don't go too far afield. I mean, and when I first started out, I said, I'm just going to sing whatever I feel like singing. You know, these are the songs I love. I'm going to sing them, and you'll sit there and listen. It's harder to do that now. Really, people want sort of to know what they're coming into here. And so this was pretty easy, actually. But we do try this because these two two gentlemen exist, of course, on their own as great artists, and then there's a crossover. There's a place where they actually work together and have influence. Well, certainly Stephen was influenced by Leonard, I'm certain. He may not admit it, but how could you not be? So the fun of sort of trying to find how that happened. Are we successful at finding how it happened? I'm not sure, but it's the one song does necessarily flow into another, and you have sort of acts. I mean, if you think of the hour or the 70 minutes of singing, you kind of divide it into theatrical acts too. And how does one song flow into the other and highlight the next one? It's fun. It's actually a lot of fun if you make it so, if you believe it is. It also can have a lot of stress. But, you know, is there any such thing as perfection? You know, the main thing is to let these songs shine on their own, you know. It's great material. Let it just live it. Illuminate it and let it live and let the audience enjoy it.
I'm curious as to the stressful part, because having seen you on stage, you seem so at home and comfortable.
Well, you just want it to be right, that's all.
Right.
And you worry. And then, of course, as the days are clicking down, you're sort of taking your temperature. Am I coming down with something? Am I going to be right on the day? But it's always like that for
sure.
Singers. You know, we live in fear of microbes and things.
Which makes getting on a plane just awful, I would think.
Well, either that or you try not to worry about it, which is my take on it. If you look at it as an opportunity to share some wonderful material with a group of people, you know, to spend an hour in a room, especially in the cabaret setting because it's so intimate, and just together investigate some songs and try to communicate what the composer and the lyricist were getting at, and then immediately getting the feedback of how well you did, you know, it's pretty wonderful.
Last time I saw you on Broadway was in Nice Work If You Can Get It. It was a wonderful show, and I'm interested if you know, that is a show that had wonderful, beautiful music in it. It was certainly had just great stuff, but yet it is set, so there is now you have an opportunity. Even when you're doing something like that, do you look for cabaret to have the opportunity where you can go away from the set piece to do something that allows you to go your way?
Well, absolutely. It's like I said, I wanted at one time to do a cabaret and just title it just I'm singing the songs I love. I get to choose it all myself. I get to figure out what comes after what. And that's kind of wonderful. I mean, you have to set it enough so that you're not, you know, it's not like, oh, what'll I do next? You know, you have to give it a through line, a thread. But yes, when you do a show, as I have done on more than one occasion, several occasions actually, for a couple of years, a show that, you know, the writers have sweated bullets over for, you know, maybe up to 10 years, and then you get to do it, and it's a different experience than going in a cabaret and sitting on a stool or, you know, standing in the crook of the piano and just singing a song. So, and relating to the folks in the room with you, which is a very different thing and sometimes a little scary if you haven't done it in a while. And I haven't actually done that very thing in a while. I used to do a lot of it. So this is kind of returning to an activity that I used to love, and I'm looking forward to doing it again.
Are you always looking for the next role, the next thing on Broadway, are there a lot of roles for you, do you think?
You know, you wouldn't maybe think so, but I mean, I'm surprised. I keep thinking, well, I guess I'm done. You know, what is there to do at this juncture? I'm not 20 years old anymore, and all, but, you know, I'm not an ingenue. I'm not a soubrette. What am I? But like in Nice Work If You Can Get It, here comes this wonderful character of indeterminate age, and she was just so much fun to figure out and put in, you know, weave into a story with other actors and put in front of an audience and see how people felt about her. I am very surprised that at this point in my life that there is really so much to do and so much to chew on. It's not necessarily static and, you know, Mother of the Bride or something. It's which is very nice, but they don't always write really well for Mothers of the Bride. But
a nice work. I mean, you had, well, besides the fact that you won a Tony for it, I mean, it was a great role. You got
to
do.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? It was so much fun.
A lot of fun. You had a great role. It seemed, I mean, the cast was amazing. And it was, I mean, it was a great group of people. It seemed.
Well, that, you know, that's the big thing, though. If I'm always kind of seeking out the next family of performers that I'm going to be with, because I really, really love those associations. I have a friend who once said, I'm in this business for the parties. And maybe that's true, because it's just every night is a party on the stage in a way, because we're feeding off of each other. That's a difference from cabaret. I'm feeding off my pianist and the audience, you know. Those are the other characters with me. But in a musical, in a big show like that, it's like a great ball game, you know, or you know, volleyball or something. You're sort of bouncing the ball up in the air and to the next player and seeing what they're going to do with it, and then they bounce it back to you, and that's a particular pleasure that I don't think I'll ever tire of. And it happens probably best on Broadway. Let me just say that right up front.
I may be, you know, this just may be a complete product of my imagination, but I remember vividly sitting in the theater with my wife, watching that show, and thinking and saying to her at one point as we were walking out, that as fun as that show was, God, would I love to hear Judy Kay and Estelle Parsons in their dressing room.
Oh, Estelle, she's a goddess. I just adore her.
You two together just seem to me like a magic couple.
Well, to even be in the same breath with her, thank you very much. She just amazes me. She is. I used to say that F.O. Merman was the strongest human being on the face of the earth. I think perhaps Estelle might be that person now.
Yeah.
She can do anything. She really can. A year ago, there's a wonderful evening that we do in New York called Broadway Backwards. It is a benefit for the Broadway Cares, Equity Fights AIDS. And men sing women's songs, women sing men's songs. And I was involved in it last year. And she came out on the stage, and she did a Kurt Vile piece. I'm trying to think of what it was, but she just standing there held the stage with a fellow on accordion. It was one of the most moving things I'd ever seen on a stage. She's amazing.
And we'll be back on Broadway this spring. So
yeah, I will be there.
Well, Judy Kay is performing a solo cabaret act at Helsinki Hudson next Saturday on March 26th. March 22nd is the date. It's next Saturday, March 22nd, in an event titled An Evening with Lenny and Steve. It's part of Helsinki on Broadway and their series. And for more information, you can find it on go to HelsinkiHudson.com or go to our website, WAMC.org/roundtable, and there'll be a link there as well. Judy Kay, a delight to have you back. Thank you so much, and we look forward to having you in Hudson.
Thank you. Can't wait to be there.
A delight. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.